Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM. My
Redeemer has bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I was so glad to get to the studio today and just sit down. Man, I felt like, you know, Fred Flintstone. How many of you are old enough out there to remember Fred Flintstone? My feet feel like that every time. You remember when they got in the car? They all had to do their feet real fast to get the car going? That's what I have felt like for the last 2 weeks. I feel like my feet are just ragged. I told the members of Freed Indeed Christian Center, man, I don't feel like I'm earning my money because you guys are not keeping me busy. I need to be busy. I need to be involved. I need to be getting out there and doing what you guys need done. And they have put me to the test these last couple of weeks. So it has been phenomenal. I tell you, it is nothing better than a pastor being in the flow of her call and for God to be using her to do what it is that he needs done in the earth. So while I'm tired and trying to catch my breath, I am thanking God that he has given me a people who trust me enough to allow me to serve them. And that is a phenomenal thing. They trust me to serve them with all my flaws, with all my faults, with all my shortcomings. They understand that my heart, man, is to love them the way God would want me to love them. That my heart is to serve them the way that God would have me to serve them. And I am blessed beyond measure for the people at Freed Indeed Christian Center who allow me to do that. We have been in a high time of celebration. I have been telling you about Sister Brandy, who was in the hospital and having surgery, and how the prognosis did not look like what we wanted it to look like in the natural. But you know, we don't trust the sense realm evidence of the natural. We don't believe the things in the natural to be the things that are true. We believe those things that God holds for us in the supernatural to be what's true. So at Freed Indeed Christian Center, we came together and began to pray and began to put the word of God into the atmosphere. And how many of you know we're just crazy enough at Freed Indeed to believe that if God said it, it's going to be so. We are just crazy enough to believe that he is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should change his mind. When he said, by his stripes you are healed, that's exactly what he meant. And we were crazy enough to stand out on faith and believe that God would manifest in the natural what he promised us in the supernatural. And we are happy to report that Sister Brandy came through her surgery with flying colors. Man, she is in the hospital now, still recovering, but we are hopeful that she will come right on back and get back into the fold. Man, I told you, I wanted her to come out of that hospital with the heart of a 13-year-old, and they went in with shaking hands, man, but with our prayer guiding the hands of the doctors. They went in kind of a little unsure about what was going to be happening once they opened her chest up, but we had already prayed the wisdom of God be on everybody that was touching her. We had already prayed supernatural understanding be open to them. We had already prayed that the equipment operate above optimal levels, that things be done in such a way that they would look back on this one as a training for other doctors, for other people who are going into these types of heart surgeries, and say, this is the caliber of work that you do. Because when the two doctors said, absolutely not, I'm not going to touch her, because if I touch her, she's going to die on the operating table. And we began to bombard heaven and tell God, please send us a great physician in the earth. Please send us someone who understands how to flow with this. Please send someone, God, who we can guide through prayer into what you need us to do. And then the third surgeon stepped into the room, and he's with trembling and fear, but he said, I'll do it. I'll go in to the dark places. I'll be the one that'll go in and take this challenge on. And he went in not understanding that you've already been given the victory over this aneurysm. You've already been given the victory over this surgery. You've already been declared the doctor who did what the top two cardiologists said they couldn't do. You are the one that God has set out to give supernatural abundance. You're the one who's going to get the natural blessings from all the supernatural prayer that surrounded you. You can go and do the training in the universities. You can be the one who writes the paper and gets published in news articles because you accepted this responsibility in the natural, and then we put God's supernatural on top of your natural. Now, all you know is the surgery was a success. But what you do not know is that we touched the hem of his garment, that we lay bare before him, that we sent the word out. And God said, I am able to accomplish everything that my word says. And we stood on faith, understanding that right now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We hoped for 100% recuperation in her heart. We hoped that that the doctors would go in when they opened her up and they would be able to repair the aneurysm. We prayed that after the surgery there would be no complications. And God did exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could even think or ask. Not only did they have them go in and fix the aneurysm that they knew about, but they fixed the bifurcation of the aneurysm that had gone down that they didn't know about. Look at God. That's exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you could even think or ask. I'm going to fix what you know about, but then I'm going to fix the hidden thing that you didn't know about. That is the way God covers us. He said, look, in the presence of your enemy, I'm going to prepare a table for you. In the presence of your enemy, I'm going to prepare a table for you. When you are hiding in the forest of your confusion, I'll come in the cool of the evening and I'll call you out by name. I'll call you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Then I'll walk with you and I'll talk with you and I'll tell you you're my own. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Hallelujah. Yes, he will. So we at Freed Indeed Christian Center are just overwhelmed by God's ability to do what he said he could do. We are overwhelmed by his ability when we trust in his infallible, inspired word that we are able to do what he said we could do here in the natural. That we can be what he said we could be here in the natural. That we could have what he said we could have here in the natural. Now unto him who is able to keep us from stumbling, the only wise God, got to be power. Got to be dominion. Got to be honor. He is a great God. Listen, I need you guys to come see me tomorrow at Freed Indeed Christian Center. 9401 West Garfield. We are going to have an amazing time in service. I'm fired up. I'm ready to preach right now. I'm ready to get my amplifier and my microphone and get out on the street corner and get this word out. I'm ready for people's lives to be impacted, to be changed, to be motivated, to be revolutionized. I'm ready for people to just go through their day knowing that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. That he has given you weapons mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And all you got to do is step out in his word. You got to come see me, 9401 West Garfield. That's out in the Tullison area. That's the West Valley. So you get on up. Traffic is beautiful. You're not going to have no traffic. You exit on the freeway, 91st Avenue to Roosevelt. Take that quick little loop around and come on over to the elementary school. We're having our services right now at P.H. Gonzalez Elementary School in their cafeteria. So it's a phenomenal time in the Lord. It's an amazing thing that he is doing. You know, of course, that you can send me an email at youarefreedindeed@gmail.com. You know, you can look for us on the website. I got to get a better job on that website, but don't you worry about that. God is fulfilling everything that I need him to, and that's coming along beautifully. And then you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, so you can be a part of everything that's going on at Freed Indeed Christian Center. I'm excited for tomorrow. I am hopeful for tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Hey, if you're not doing anything, I have to get this shout out, too. On Monday and Tuesday evening, you should come over and be with us at Gospel for Life. Pastor and Lady Stowe are hosting a leadership conference, and it's going to be phenomenal. So I know that Freed Indeed is going to be in the house on Monday and Tuesday evening, and you should come by and be with us as well. That's Gospel for Life. That's out in the East Valley. So you come on over and be with us at Gospel for Life Monday and Tuesday evenings for their leadership training conference. It's going to be a phenomenal thing. How many of you know that just because we are leaders doesn't mean we don't need to still learn? I think some of the best leaders are leaders who are not afraid to learn. I think some of the best leaders are people who understand that they are not by any means the smartest person in the room. I think when you become aware of the fact that you are not the smartest person in the room, I think you're usable. Yeah. When you don't always have to have the last word, when you don't always have to get your way, I think you are extremely usable. And I think as a leader, you put yourself in a phenomenal place. Because if you're that type of leader, then you're not afraid to be vulnerable. You're not afraid to be assisted. You're not afraid to assist. So there are some marvelous things that are going on, and there's some training that every leader should participate in. I mean, you should always be seeking to fine-tune your skills. You should always be looking to move from good to great. That's a book that I was recently introduced to, Good to Great. And it talks about some of the phenomenal concepts in leadership that propel organizations that are multi-million dollar, billion dollar companies from good to great, and how when you reach a certain status, it doesn't mean that you sit back and just live off of that status forever, but you intentionally set out to become better than what you are now. And that's what Freed Indeed is seeking to do. We are seeking to become better than what we are now. And one way to increase our impact in society is to come alongside people who are already doing what we want to do, who have already achieved some of the things that we want to achieve, who are people we can emulate and want to look like in the body of Christ. So I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to spending time with them. I'm looking forward to us being together, and I'm looking forward to meeting new friends. So if you are a leader here in the Valley, Pastor and Lady Stowe are opening up their church home to us, and they are saying, come on out and learn at the feet of God. Learn what it means to be an exceptional leader, to take the people's concerns and then to translate that into ministry, to become a force that God can use here in the earth. So I want you to call somebody. Let them know that Focused on Freedom is on the air, that Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend time with you, that I'm waiting here for you. So get your Bible, get your pen, get your paper. Come back and join me, and let's begin to go into the Word. I want to talk to you about what a difference a day makes. Yeah, I want to talk to you about what a difference the day makes. And I'm excited for our Word of the Day section. It's going to be great because I found this word, and I think it's going to be great. I'm going to challenge you how to use it in conversation, but it should be fun. So call somebody. Let them know Focus on Freedom is on the air, and Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you. Come right back.
It's time to enjoy your TV better, your internet better, and your phone better, starting as little as $40 a month. Xfinity by Comcast offers the best solutions for all your entertainment needs. Choose from thousands of on-demand titles, stream movies, and shows on any of your devices. Control your DVR on the go from anywhere. And now introducing Xfinity Start Over. Restart a show that's already in progress. Now you won't miss a minute of your show when you're running late. How about some of the nation's fastest internet speeds, not only at home, but when you're on the go with Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots? How about having the most intelligent home on the block with lighting and temperature control, 24/7 security, and firewall from any PC or tablet? All services are backed with a 30-day guarantee and packages starting at just $49.99. You can't lose. Don't delay. Local reps are waiting for your call. Just dial 866-824-4019. Again, that number, 866-824-4019.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Drug, alcohol, and gambling addiction can be devastating for you and your loved ones. Don't let the disease of addiction ruin everything you have worked so hard for. If you or a loved one is suffering from a drug, alcohol, or gambling addiction, call now and get a free confidential consultation. Help is only a phone call away. Call 1-877-867-3063. That's 1-877-867-3063.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you have student loans and are worried about making your payments? Stop worrying. Now, Direct Student Aid can help you if you are behind, if you are late, or even if you are in default on your student loans. We can help cut your payments fast. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans right away. We will stop any harassing phone calls, stop any wage garnishments, and even remove any tax liens. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are with payments, call our established Direct Student Aid toll-free assistance line right now. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. That's right. We guarantee we will get your student loan out of default and cut your payments right away. We have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Best of all, it's 100% guaranteed. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 866-855-6516. That's 866-855-6516. Again, call 866-855-6516. That's 866-855-6516.
With your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey man, I hope that you were able to call someone and let them know that Focused on Freedom is back on the air. And that I am desiring to spend time with you. This is Pastor Pratt, Senior Pastor at Freed Indeed Christian Center, where we are really just having an extraordinary time following after God and making sure that we are trying to do things in accordance to His will and His word, man, and making sure that we stay focused on the things that He has for us to do. Because I think that He has extraordinarily great things for us to accomplish, and I'm excited to be in the flow of things. We just finished up a really great series, What a Difference a Day Makes, and we talked about some of the more extraordinary things that happen in the Bible, man, and how God just showed Himself strong on multiple occasions, and how the beneficiaries of His blessings were just seen throughout the earth, and how people's lives were changed, and how you can use the miraculous of God to help people understand that this is an everyday occurrence for God. The supernatural things that He does, it's His desire to do those things on a daily basis. It's His desire that we walk in that kind of glory every single day. And I tell people all the time, man, if you would just for a second trust God without question, it would revolutionize your life. If you would decide that if God said it, it doesn't matter who says something contrary, it's got to be God's way or no way. If you took a militant stand on the word of God that says, I can have what He says I can have, I can do what He says I can do, I can be what He says I can be, it would revolutionize your thinking, and it would revolutionize the world. Because when you begin to think and act like God, you don't have room to hate. I mean, you don't have room for divisiveness. You don't have room for one group being over another group. The only thing you understand is endeavor to keep the unity. Because when you endeavor to keep the unity, you understand that at the place of unity, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore. When you are endeavoring to keep the unity, you can call wrong wrong. Yeah, you really can. You can call right right. And it doesn't faze you whether it's someone that you love or someone that you dislike. Wrong is wrong and right is right. I mean, you don't have to play games with the truth. You don't have to try and fit the truth into a scheme of belief that makes it palatable for you. You can believe what is true, and you can disregard what is not true. And that's where we found ourselves as we were praying for Sister Brandy. We had to really come to an understanding that we are going to believe what is true, and we're going to disregard what is not true. And I think America needs that right now, especially in the body of Christ. We need that right now. We need the ability to believe what is true and disregard what is not true. And if it can't pass the simple litmus test of the Word of God, then we don't need to have a discussion about it. We don't need to debate it. We don't need to try and figure out which group is going to benefit, which group is going to be hurt, which group is going to benefit, which group is not going to benefit. If it doesn't pass the litmus test of the Word, then we don't need to have a discussion on it. If it is not lovely, if it is not true, if it is not pure, if it is not causing us to be stirred toward active love, then it doesn't matter what it is. Man, it doesn't matter. If people are hurting and we can't respond with love, then it doesn't matter whatever else is going on. It doesn't matter how rich we are or how poor we are. If we cannot do what Jesus left for us to do, the two things that he commanded us to do more than anything else, to love both him and fellow man, then it's all for naught. We are like clinging cymbals and banging gongs. We are just pretending to be what God called us to be. We are just pretending to be the people of God. We are just pretending to be the representations of what God is. And it's a sad place for us to find ourselves, that everything now boils down to the left or to the right. That everything boils down to one group over another group, when there is only the single solitary group. It is the believers. It is Christ. It is that group which should be held high above everything. It is God who should be the center of the universe. It is God who should be the progenitor of anything that we do. He should be the author and the finisher of every word, thought, action, or deed that proceedeth out of us. He should be the motivating factor that wakes us up in the morning and rocks us to sleep at night. Your God should be it, not the controversies of the world, not the dictates of man, not the mandates of man, not trying to prove one group right and one group wrong. God. It is God, because I am certain that God, who began a good work within us, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ returns. See, I'm thoroughly convinced that man is going to do what man is going to do, but the body of Christ, the called out ones, the ones who are set apart for the unique work of carrying the message of Christ, who are the bodies and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, I'm certain that God, who began a good work within us, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ returns. I am thoroughly convinced that Christ wants us to experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. He wants us to be partakers with that power. He wants us to understand that we operate in such a way that God leads us. Therefore, we don't worry about anything, but we pray about everything. We tell God what we need, and we thank him for already doing it. Then we experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we could understand. His peace guards our heart and our minds and our lives as we live it out here on the earth in Christ Jesus. Please understand, God loves us. He wants us to be at a place of unity. He wants us to command the blessings of life. He wants us to be his representation in the earth, that he is exceedingly and abundantly above anything that the world has to offer. I need you to call somebody, let them know Focus on Freedom is on the air. Come right back. Let's get our word for today. Amen. Amen.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. And you might just see this. Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free.
Call now for details, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck.
Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm trying to answer. Y'all know this is hard. I'm trying to answer a text message. Somebody's like, hey, what you doing, Pastor? Like they don't hear me on the radio. Like, that is so funny. Like, they don't hear me. But I want you to text in your prayer questions and your prayer concerns. I want you to text in your questions. Listen, yes, I will always be available to pray for you. Yes, I'll always be able to spend time in prayer. Father God, we love you and we thank you. We bless you that you are right now touching Sister Kensington, that you are giving her everything that she needs. Lord, we know that you are a God who is able to see past everything that happens in our lives, Lord, and to move us closer toward the destiny that you have in mind for us. Lord, we pray right now that you put your hands on her hands, Lord, that you guide her with wisdom and understanding, that you bless her with supernatural blessings in heavenly places, that you would cause her to rise up, Lord, and to live according to what you have already said about her. We know, Lord, that the plans you have for her are plans to prosper her and never to hurt her, to give her a long future. We bind up the attacks of the enemy, and we say that his work is completed, that it is not able to go any further. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You can always call Pastor Pratt. I love praying for you. I love praying with you. I love that time. So if you should come over and spend some time at Frieda D. Christian Center. You should come over and be involved in what we are trying to accomplish there. We need a lot of hands. How many of you understand that many hands make a heavy load light? How many of you understand that there is a sense of camaraderie and a sense of belonging that happens when you become a part of something and you are there building it from the ground up? When you are one of those initial people who started the fire and who are responsible for the fire continuing to burn, it's a great feeling, and we invite you to come and be a part of that. We are at the point now in our time together where I want to introduce a new word for you. I want to introduce a new word for you. And I told you this word here would be interesting in how we can use it in conversation. And I chose this word because as we were believing for healing and as we were believing for a manifestation of God's supernatural healing power, man, you know, it's nothing for God to bring people through surgery. That's not a thing. That's like, okay, that's an average run-of-the-mill thing. So we're praying and not just expecting God to bring her through surgery, but we're expecting God to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could even think or ask. Because if the doctor went through school and if his cardiology skills are okay, he can do a surgery. He can open you up and get you there. The anesthesiologist can function the way that he's supposed to function, and the machines can function the way that they're supposed to function. But we were at a point now where we needed more than that. See, we needed more than that, because if you're sitting in the room with a patient and the doctor comes in and tells you, listen, if I don't do the surgery, you are 100% going to die. I mean, it's inevitable. It could happen tomorrow or it could happen next year. But make no mistake, with the aneurysm in your heart, the size that it is, you are going to die. But then in the same breath, he turns around and says, now, even if I do the surgery, the likelihood of you getting off the table is slim. See, that's when this word here comes in, and you begin to understand that if you don't have a firm understanding of God's word and what he says about you, then you could have the tendency to believe the report that's presented to you. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to shake the foundations of your belief. He wants you to move away from Hebrews 11:1 that says, look, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. He wants to move you away from that. He wants you to become zetectic. That's our word for today. Zetectic. The word zetectic means proceeding by inquiry, search or investigation, skeptical or disbelieving. He wants you to find yourself in a situation where you are presented with God's word, but because of the natural situation that is facing you, you become zetectic. You become part of the people who have the knowledge but still don't believe. You become part of the people who understand that if God did it for one, he could do it for all, but I don't believe he's going to do it for me. He wants you to stand in opposition to the word, having the ability to carry faith to fruition, but not being able to master your emotions enough to where you can stand firm on God's word and declare to the doctor that you're not the one that's supposed to be in this room talking to us right now. Your report we do not receive. You don't have the understanding to make a declaration like that over her life because you don't understand the God that we serve. You don't understand the power in which we operate. It is your probability of creating us a zetectic situation that you're operating in right now. And we don't receive it. See, you can't come in and tell people who truly believe that my faith is now, that if I don't operate on you, you're going to die. And if I operate on you, you're going to die. You got two options. You can either get the surgery or not get the surgery. But if each surgery leads to the same inevitable outcome, what is the point? So you stand there having believed that God's word says, by his stripes you are healed. His word that says, I've already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And the doctor steps into the room and tells you, if I give you the surgery, you're going to die. If I don't give you the surgery, you're going to die. That is a conflict-causing moment. That is a moment designed for one purpose: to create a level of doubt in you that causes you to become paralyzed, to put you in a zetectic place, a place where you can't go forward and you can't go back, a place where you can't believe but you can't not believe. It's a place where you are seeking to move past but you are unable. You are a skeptical inquirer. You are a person who knows it's not true, but just on the out chance that it is, you have created a zetectic dilemma in my mind. But having understood that God says no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, having understood that he said, listen, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy, having understood him saying, listen, you shall have life and you shall have it more abundantly, it moves me past that zetectic moment. It moved me past that point of skeptical inquiry into the abundance of belief. It moves me right into Hebrews 11:1, where I boldly declare to the enemy, now faith is the evidence that Brandy gonna get up off that surgical table. Now faith is the evidence that the surgeon's hand is going to go in and skillfully perform this surgery. Now faith is the fact that he is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that I could even think or ask. He went in talking about one aneurysm, and by the way, he said, I fixed that other thing that was wrong too, while we already had her heart open, so we don't have to do double surgery. See, that's God. When you move past those zetectic moments, you begin to understand that God is in control. He holds your fate in his hand. Listen, call somebody and tell them, quit being zetectic. Quit being a skeptical inquirer and just trust God at his word. He's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he changes his mind. From this moment on, I will no longer be Z-tectic. I'll stand on his word and believe him. Try using that one in a sentence this week. I dare you. Call me and let me know how it went. Come right back. Let's close it out together. Amen? Amen.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days.
Call 800-388-7152, 800-388-7152, 800-388-7152.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free.
Call now for details, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441, 800-349-8441.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What?
What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time to enjoy your TV better, your internet better, and your phone better, starting as little as $40 a month. Xfinity by Comcast offers the best solutions for all your entertainment needs. Choose from thousands of on-demand titles, stream movies, and shows on any of your devices. Control your DVR on the go from anywhere. And now introducing Xfinity Start Over. Restart a show that's already in progress. Now you won't miss a minute of your show when you're running late. How about some of the nation's fastest internet speeds, not only at home, but when you're on the go with Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots? How about having the most intelligent home on the block with lighting and temperature control, 24/7 security, and firewall from any PC or tablet? All services are backed with a 30-day guarantee and packages starting at just $49.99. You can't lose. Don't delay. Local reps are waiting for your call. Just dial 866-824-4019. Again, that number, 866-824-4019.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Drug, alcohol, and gambling addiction can be devastating for you and your loved ones. Don't let the disease of addiction ruin everything you have worked so hard for. If you or a loved one is suffering from a drug, alcohol, or gambling addiction, call now and get a free, confidential consultation. Help is only a phone call away. Call 1-877-867-3063. That's 1-877-867-3063.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin.
Amen. I trust that all is going well with you and that you got somebody to listen in with you, that you are applying God's word in the most effective way. Listen, when the enemy has your back up against the wall, that's the best place for you, because your wall is Jesus. Your wall is the word And once you are pressed in as close as you can to the word will come out and fight on your behalf. So let the enemy back you into a corner, but you make sure that when you get in that corner, you're pulling out the word of God. It is nothing for God to fight your battles. That is exactly what he wants to do. He wants to do the exceeding. He wants to do the abundant. He wants to do the things that, God said that he would do in his word. He wants that to happen for you. Imagine that the word creates in you a spirit that is tapped into the supernatural realm. When you speak God's word from your heart, faith rises from you. Faith gives substance to the promises of God. Your faith frames your world daily. Man, that's why I tell you the first 5 minutes of your day are critical. The first 5 minutes of your day are critical because your faith frames your world daily. Jesus made it very plain. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. That's in Matthew 12, 38, 35. Listen, every day you get set before you life and you get set before you death. The Bible tells you to choose which one you're going to go after. It says choose life or choose death. You get to make that decision. And I told you before, I've taught the members of Freedom Deed that a lot of us cancel out our day in the first 5 minutes. A lot of us speak death into our day as soon as we open our eyes. And I make them laugh, but I'm telling you, this is the honest to goodness truth how we get up. For some of us, especially older saints, when you get up in the morning, you say, oh, my back is going to be hurting all day. Now, listen, when we understand the creative power of words, you just set everything in motion to ensure that your back hurt all day. And I know what you're thinking. Pastor, don't be so literal. Don't take everything so serious. Don't always figure that we have to be careful. If the Bible says it, I got to be careful about it. If God says the power of life and death rests in your tongue, how then do I believe that anything other than the power of life and death rests in my tongue? How do I accept from anybody that the power of life and death is not resting in my tongue? That I'm not orchestrating my day based on what I believe and what I know to be true? See, God doesn't play with me. He said the power of life and death rests in your tongue. So if I get up and I speak death, then I'm ensuring death is going to come. Now, we're not talking about a literal death here, because a lot of people have not died from their back hurting excessively. But it has killed some of the things that you wanted to do. You wanted to get up and spend an hour in prayer, but because you were in such debilitating pain, you weren't able to do that. Listen, you wanted to go visit nursing homes, but because you were in pain, you couldn't go do that. We get up in the morning and we say things like, man, I know today is going to be a stressful day at work. I know that there's challenges waiting for me at work. And everything around you gets in motion to ensure that you have a challenging day. Because we understand that our words give substance to our day. And we understand that our faith frames our world daily. And we understand that every time we speak in faith, it creates a stronger image in us. Likewise, when we speak unfaithfully, it creates a stronger image inside of us. If it's healing that we desire, the healing images created by God's word has to be our continual affirmation. And not only does it have to be our continual affirmation, we have to be in agreement with it. How can I stand in agreement with God's word that I'm healed, but declare by my words of affirmation that I'm sick? See, that's different from understanding that I'm sick and lying to myself and telling myself that I'm not sick. When I begin to line up what I'm saying with what I understand to be true about me in the supernatural, I acknowledge my pain, but that's not what I live by. I understand that I am gradually getting to the point where I totally ignore pain in my body. I ignore it to the point where it doesn't exist. Here's what I'm telling you. I replace the pain that exists in my body with the word of God.
I replace the need to respond to the pain in my body with the Word of God. My husband and I were having this discussion, and he was talking about the fact that Charles Capps was saying, man, when you're in a faith fight, sometimes you just have to ignore things that are going on. I mean, you have to not feed it, not give it energy, not do the things that it naturally causes you to do. And I thought about my twins when they were little in the back seat. The girl twin would be desperately trying to ignore the boy twin. I mean, she would be giving it the best effort that she had to ignore him. And I think they were right about 3 years old. And he kept talking to her. And she would turn her little face away from the window. And he kept talking to her. And she'd turn her face away. And she'd kind of scrunch her little body around in her car seat. And he just kept talking to her and kept talking to her. And finally, I just heard her scream out, "You're a liar, Kenny. Kenny, you're a liar. All you do is lie." And that's what God wants us to do to the situations that are coming up in our lives. He wants us to get to the point where we just turn around and tell a situation, "You're a liar. That's all you do is lie. I do not have cancer. I do not have breast cancer. I do not have a horrible marriage. I do not have children that don't know how to rise up and call me blessed. My ministry is not dying. You're a liar. And you are, all you do is lie." You got to get to the point where when you're ignoring these things, you just tell it what it is. You are a liar. I'm not sick every day. I'm not finna lose my job. I'm not about to lose my house. My husband is not about to walk out on me. You're a liar. Come see me tomorrow at 9401 West Garfield. I am desiring to spend time with you. This is Pastor Pratt, Senior Pastor at Freedom D Christian Center. I love you. God loves you. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Have a great week. I'll see you next week.
It's time to enjoy your TV better, your internet better, and your phone better, starting as little as $40 a month.